Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion, in the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning, we spoke about a new earth and a new heavens, based on the verse of the Quran where Allah says, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. On the day when the earth will be changed to another earth, and so will the heavens, and all creatures will appear before Allah, the One, the Irresistible. So, resurrection will take place, and then the gathering for reckoning will take place on a new earth, not the existing earth. We spoke about the hadith from Bukhari and Muslim that mankind will be gathered on an earth that is reddish white, like a fine loaf of bread. And we also discussed the hadith which explains that that earth will be smoothened out. It will be flattened like a carpet of ukaz, nothing crooked, curved, no mountains, no hills or anything of that sort. Was-samawat, and the heavens as well. So the heavens, the existing heavens, will also be replaced. We then also discussed the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, that she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where will we be when this will happen? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we will be on the sirat. The sirat meaning a bridge, literally, but the bridge, the pul sirat, as we commonly refer to it. So we move the discussion further now, and we talk about those who deny the resurrection. And what proof has the Quran and Sunnah given to establish resurrection? In the past, they were those who denied the resurrection. And the Quran deals with it at length. Various places and junctures, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses this denial with various types of proofs. And even today, you have those who will mock and scoff. They find it very funny. They deem it illogical that people believe that there is a life to come and that that will be the eternal life. So if we look at the Quran and Sunnah, the evidences are found in great abundance. Then there are those also who don't deny it altogether, but who say that it will only be a gathering of the souls. There'll be no body. So after you die in this world, your body won't be recreated, but only your souls will exist and they will face reckoning, etc. Let's look at it in terms of categories, right? So the one category of people who deny resurrection are the atheists. They deny resurrection because they don't believe in a creator to start with. They believe this whole world came into existence by accident, Big Bang theory and the like, right? They have to be dealt with in a different way. They first have to be convinced about the existence of a creator before you start talking to them and trying to convince them about resurrection. Then you have those who acknowledge the existence of the Creator, but they deny resurrection. Allah speaks about them in the Quran. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had to ask them that who created the heavens and the earth, they will certainly say Allah. So they don't deny the existence of Allah like the atheists, but they deny resurrection. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَيْذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا وَآبَاؤُنَا أَإِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. The disbelievers say, when we have become dust, we and our forefathers, shall we really be brought forth again? لَقَدْ وَعِدْنَا هَذَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ. These promises were made to us and to our forefathers before us. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. We see it as nothing but ancient tales. So they used to believe in Allah, but they never used to believe in resurrection, as you can see from this verse. Now there are many, many ayat and ahadith which will substantiate resurrection, and we'll talk about that. But that's the second category. The third category is those people who believe in resurrection, but not in the way mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like I explained, they say it will only be the souls that will gather, etc. So the ayat are many. I can't go into all of them, but the first proof that we have for resurrection, which is the most powerful proof, is that Allah told us that it will take place. And when Allah tells us something, we believe in it. We believe in everything else because Allah told us. The Quran starts off by saying, "Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb," those who believe in the unseen. So Allah has told us, "Inna sa'ata atiya," verily the hour is coming. "Wa inna sa'a la atiya," it's surely coming. "Inna ma tu'aduna la at," surely that which you are promised will verily come to pass. "Inna ma tu'aduna la waqi'," surely what you are promised must come to pass. لَا يَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Allah will gather you together on the day of resurrection, about which there is no doubt. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَأْتِينَ السَّاعَةِ قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ. Allah says, the unbelievers say, the hour will not come to us. say yes by my Lord, by the oath of my Lord, the all-knower of the unseen, it will definitely come to you. وَيَسْتَنْبِئُونَكَ أَحَقٌ هُوْ قُلْ إِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ. They ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to inform them that, is it true? Meaning Qiyamah and the hour, say yes by my Lord, it is verily the truth. So these are just a few examples of the ayat that talk about the resurrection. Allah tells us they perceive it to be far, but it is near. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They see it to be far, we see it to be very close. And then Allah says, أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Is it not He, Allah, who originates creation and then shall thereafter repeat it? So that's the next evidence. One is Allah told us. The second is, if Allah did it the first time, why can't Allah do it the second time? وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا. Allah says in Surah Maryam, the unbeliever says, when I am dead, shall I be raised up alive? أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. Does not man remember that we created him before while he was nothing? So if Allah created you the first time, then why can't Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala create you the second time? We'll leave it there for today and continue in the next episode, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.